Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
That's Jerry, the Pacemaker, bringing us back. Jerry with a G. I'm Jim with a J. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Zoltan Ach. That's Zoltan with a Z. And Zoltan is a professor of entrepreneurship at George Mason University. He's the guy who founded the Global Entrepreneurship and Development Index. He's the guy, as I've said before, has really done more to study entrepreneurship around the globe and what causes it and the impact on economic growth. And he's the guy who said it's not just entrepreneurship, it's also development. In the countries that's growing the economies there, Zoltan, and that's what the JEDI is all about. And you launched the 2012 this week, didn't you? Just this week.
Yes, we did at the Heritage Foundation and at George Mason University.
Yeah, I was there last year when you launched it, and wasn't able to make it this year. But I'm excited about it for you. I admire your work very much. One of the things that you talked about yesterday, quite a bit, Zoltan, is the impact of entrepreneurship, the growth of entrepreneurship in Latin America. And the Caribbean, and tell us why small business owners in America should care about that.
Well, you know, Jim, as we were looking around the world last year, everybody was talking about the Middle East, and they said, "Oh, this is where everything is happening. They're having a revolution." And then other people talk, "Oh, everything is in China. You know, that's the only place to look at." And if we look to our neighbors to the south, there's a giant continent down there with some very big, interesting countries. You know, Americans love to go to Mexico for vacation. But we never think of them as successful people in business, entrepreneurship, banking, and finance. So this year, we focused on that. And I tell you, it was absolutely amazing.
Did you include I'm sure you included Brazil in your
absolutely. But the country we focused a lot on was Chile. You know, that
Chile.
Country.
Chile running is a bellwether of entrepreneurship
and
democracy.
Chile and Mexico were the two countries we looked at. And here's what we found that's really fascinating. In product innovation, you know, the entrepreneurs that say they're bringing new stuff to the market, helping people, Chile has the highest score in the world. But when it comes to being able to make a bunch of that stuff really cheaply, they're the worst in the world. So process innovation, they're not very good at. So
I have to stick something in here, though, that I'm really proud of the Chileans for. They make some of the best Cabernet Sauvignon in the world.
Oh, they're very good at it. They're very good. So their next effort is to figure out how to make the factory work better. And so
Do they need help with quality?
They need help on quality. Yeah. So what they need, you see, they need more engineers in engineering schools.
Yeah.
Because a lot of their universities were the old-fashioned universities where they trained doctors, lawyers, and priests.
Right.
You know, that's a legacy of sort of historic, colonial, and actually the Europeans were
right.
like that.
But we have a great relationship with Chile. Our country does. The United States does. But we have
two brand new
trade agreements with Colombia and Panama.
That's exactly right. And all these countries want to now ask the question, how do we become even more entrepreneurial, and how do we learn to make things even better? And so I'm very excited for, you know, our cousins down south, because I think they've caught on to this. They've realized that entrepreneurship is important. And, you know, then they want to know, how do we get better? What do we do? And I'll tell you, one of the things they're doing in Chile that should scare the hell out of us, when someone graduates from an American university with a PhD or a technical degree, and we revoke their student visa because they're done, the Chileans are coming up for giving them $50,000 and a one-year visa to go to Santiago and do whatever they want.
Wow.
And they're getting them from all over the world.
Wow. So they're poaching the people we're educating.
That's it.
Yeah.
So just think, we spend $500,000 educating someone, and they get in for $50,000.
What's wrong with that picture, Zoltan?
Well, if you're down there, that's pretty clever.
It's pretty good, but for America, that's not too smart. And
that's
right.
But we're taking them out, and they're getting them.
I would like to stick something in here, though, a little bit of an aside on these two trade agreements, Zoltan. The United States has an incredible resource in the commercial service, U.S. commercial service, that can help you connect with the people in these countries.
Yeah.
They've got people in country. They've got people in the United States. They will help you make the handshake, make the introduction, help you find a prospect, et cetera, et cetera. So folks, I mean, all the things, Zoltan's report on how they're growing down there in the Caribbean and in Latin America, how they're growing and how their entrepreneurship is growing. And now all the trade agreements we have and the proximity and the government help that we can get from the U.S. Commercial Service, that's just like rolling the carpet out as far as I'm concerned. Zoltan, what do you think?
No, absolutely. I mean, there's just huge opportunities down there. You know, they're eager, they're exporting, they're making new things, they need a lot of things. Huge opportunities for companies that are in sort of the technical side.
If you're worried about the money situation, folks, that's what you got Ex-Im Bank for.
That's exactly right.
The U.S. Ex-Im Bank, Export-Import Bank, will help you make sure you get your money. So there's a lot of help. There's no excuse. If you have something that can be exported or if you want to import, there's no excuse for not looking into it because there's plenty of assistance right now. Zoltan, give us the website. Tell us how folks can find the Jedi.
We're at thejedi.org.
The Jedi, G-E-D-I.org.
Right. And very nice website. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're hooked to the GMU website. There's a big story about Jedi on the GMU website on the front page. There's a video of me. There's a story about...
And that's worth the trip, folks, just to see Joe Zoltan's handsome face. Tintail, stay with us. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.